Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God's favor.
Seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be.
So
why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're your neighbor.
We're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Remembering God's favor.
Once again to our Sunday morning broadcast of Inafrahi Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning for another great and wonderful show by Imam Shahid Shabbat. Today's discussion will be Muslims Drive Hard for Moral Excellence. And as you know, Imam Shahid Shabazz has been trying to set the example, striving so hard to reach the people and reach them, let them know about the continent, and let them know about their Creator and their responsibility to the Creator. So we want to thank our Creator for blessing us with such a man, who is so able to send out his word to the people. And I'm trying to bring him on now if I can. I'm trying to bring him on. Shahid on. I see he's on the air now. So if I can just bring him up. All right. Assalamu alaikum, Ma'am Shahid.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, he's on the air. Facebook family and we will be hearing from him in just a minute, but first, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, and today's discussion will be Muslims Drive Hard for Moral Excellence. Muslims Drive Hard for Moral Excellence. Islam means total submission and obedience to Allah's will. And Allah's will is all good. Prophet Muhammad said, righteousness is good morality. Most Muslims of this world have become morally corrupt. This is why evil has most Muslims under its control. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, perfected Islam as a way to live. Islam is a way of life. Allah made all life in good morality. Allah is perfect. It's all perfect. Allah only accepts perfection, and perfection comes from moral excellence. Whenever a Muslim strives to do anything, he seeks to perfect it. Most Muslims have gone away from their concept of Islam. And until they come back to the practice of this concept of Muslim life, evil will keep most Muslims under its power. Evil has most Muslims in spiritual ignorance and darkness because most Muslims will not follow and obey Allah's message in the Quran. Allah set down the Quran as a guide in mercy of man. We, the Muslims of the world, have been given by Allah the responsibility to lead the world out from spiritual ignorance into spiritual enlightenment. Allah says in his book, the Quran, do you Muslims enjoy right conduct of others, and you read my book, the Quran, and fail to practice right conduct of others? Do you not understand? One man was blessed to bring the world out of spiritual darkness back to spiritual light and understanding by the practice of moral excellence. This man was Allah's last prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. Yes, our radio listeners, we have a powerful and timely discussion today, and we're basically addressing the Muslims to let them know they're not on their job. And now I bring to you Shaheed Shabbat. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. We greet our beloved listening audience in the greetings of peace from Allah. One of Allah's attributes is as-salam, the peace. Peace only comes from Allah. It comes from obeying Allah. You don't obey Allah, you have no peace. You obey Allah, you have peace. So we start by saying that, and then we'll open with our Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Holy Quran. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Idina sirata mustaqim, sirata lazim, amta alayhim, ghayhim maqdubi alayhim, wa tu'aleen. Ameen. We said, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thine alone do we seek for help. Show us, Allah, the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Ameen. Again, assalamu alaikum. Okay, people, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I want to start off with a few excerpts from some lectures I did in the past, because they are so timely for us as Muslims. Because I say this right here, when a man by the name of Imam Rafiuddin Muhammad was living, may his soul rest in peace, and he Allah called him home back in 2009. But before that man left, in Chicago, I think it was, it doesn't matter, but a Caucasian lady told him, and she wasn't talking about all the Muslims in the world, she told him, say, Imam Rafiuddin Muhammad, the world is waiting on you and your community here in America to save the world from moral corruption and destruction. He said, what are y'all waiting on? And Imam Rafiuddin Muhammad let her know, you're right, sister. I'm trying to let them know that they're the ones that's waiting. I'm on my job, and I have a few that followers that are on their job, but the majority of those that say they follow me, they refuse to be obedient to their creator, and he don't force you to be obedient to him. He said, let there be no compulsion in religion. And he say, if they don't obey him, he will replace them and with another people that won't be like them, that won't be disobedient. So that he has to do his will, and I have to follow his will as he will. And that man was very beautiful in his clarity, excuse me, in his clarity, and in the way Caucasian lady know she's right. The Muslims have the job to save this world, and I'll tell you a story quickly, excuse me, and it's very important. Allah sent this two angels to the angels two angels to destroy this wicked city in the past history. And the law, oh, no, and this is for us. It's not for Allah's knowledge. We can't inform him of anything. And he asked the angel, say, is there any Muslim family there? The angel said, there's one Muslim family there. Allah, the creator, say, and the evils haven't got any better. There's no people there in the town that has been influenced by the Muslim family and have tried to change their life from that of sin back to of righteousness. The angel said, no, Allah, in fact, they've got much, the town has got much worse in their sinful ways. So Allah said, when you go back to destroy that town, destroy the Muslim family first. I'm saying that to you, Muslim, to let you know the only reason I know for a fact, ain't no believing, just me believing, I know for a fact of Quran and extensive study of Quran and with sincerity of heart and studying scholars that have understood the Quran in its correct language, the Arabic of the Quran, that the only reason Allah haven't destroyed America, in particular in the world of evil and sin all over this world, is because the Muslims are at war with each other and they are not warning the people with the Quran. The Quran is the final revelation for all humankind. And until Allah knows that all of people in the world have gotten his message in the Quran, he's not going to destroy the people. It's a lot of innocent people all over the world, all over America. And most of the people in America and the world, especially America, they accept the Quran based on the enemy trying to defame Islam, like Donald Trump. When Obama was the president, Barack Obama, he was trying to say he was a Muslim, like being a Muslim was a bad thing, and that if he was a Muslim and a president, we need to get him out of there. And on 9/11, when they said that the Muslims were the ones that bombed those buildings in New York, the Trade Towers, and those other bombings, people begin to want to know, well, if these people are like this, I want to know about them. So you had more people beginning to learn about the Quran, and millions of people have accepted Islam since that time. But that's the work of Allah. The Muslims ain't out doing da'wah like the Muslims were during the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, 1,400 years ago. The Ansars and the Mujahids from Mecca and Medina. I've been out there for 44 years this year here, from Buffalo, New York, all the way back to Miami, Florida, walking the streets, teaching people. And not only that, when I go to hospital, when I go to store, everywhere I go, people giving me compliments, such as like one lady said, and it's not about me, but it's about me representing the truth in the right way, following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. I was in the social service the other day, and as I was leaving, one lady said, you have a nice day, sunshine, and come back on the day I told you, and we can help you, sunshine. She called me sunshine. We know that the sunshine is symbolic of the light of Allah. And we know that we on earth, as Muslims, we supposed to be what? Lights of Allah. In this world of spiritual ignorance, the world of human beings, and most Muslims have got this confused now, like most of the people in the world. But it ain't the people of the world fault, it's the Muslim fault, because they ain't teaching the people. The world of human beings is not the material world. It's the world inside. It's the spiritual world inside the human being that you can't see with your material eyes. It's the spirit of Allah in your soul. So with that said, I want to read from one of the excerpts I got. Allah's blessed me to have here. People, all truth is one. And the Allah of truth is one for all people. Allah, the one creator, say, the Quran is the mother of all his revelation, meaning he finalized or completed all his revelations in this book, Quran, to Prophet Muhammad, his last prophet, peace be upon him and all his prophets and messengers. And he perfected the Quran from all evil spirits, Allah say in his book, Quran, only the pure in heart will be able to touch the Quran. Now listen to this. You don't mean touch literally the book. It means to understand his book, his truth. Allah say all his prophets and messengers were sent by Allah, and though they wasn't in the same time, he said his message unified their message of truth because it was sent from the one Allah, and he's one God, and so their message was one. That's one. The next thing I want to say, people, is faith. For Muslims and people of the world, but Muslims, we must exemplify this first. Faith is just not words. Faith, but faith is a conduct that confirms the fear of Allah. Prophet Muhammad said, when a true believer is seen, they remind of Allah. That lady called me Sunshine. So apparently, I know this because Allah let me know this. I'm reminded her of Allah. The only one that's got some sunshine is Allah. And the only one that's got some light in you that can shine that people can see and benefit from is the light of Allah. So the fear of Allah is to know without a doubt that even though without seeing Allah, we as human beings should worship Allah and obey Allah as if though we see him watching us, even though we don't see him. We should obey him as if though we looking at him, looking at us at all times. And Allah's worship means obedience to Allah's moral laws. And like I said, as if though you see Allah watching you. But truly, Allah, know you are accountable and responsible to him for your conduct, whether you obey Allah or not. Everything that Allah created is accountable for how Allah not only created it, but how it performed this responsibility Allah entrusted it with in his creation here. And so as we human beings, even more so than the other creation. Allah is the one unseen creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah know the seen and unseen, so you can't hide anything from Allah. Allah say he knows the secrets of people's hearts. Allah created the world in goodness and justice. And the next one here, and then we'll give way to somebody else if they want to come on, have a comment. People, when we truly understand our creator, Allah, and his divine plan for our life, we will come to understand that we as a human race, as Muslims and as a human race, have no reality except in Allah's reality. Everything Allah created, he created from nothing. So this world and everything in this world is absolutely nothing. Allah is the only reality. So our freedom as a people on the planet is in understanding that if we gain the whole world of materialism and lose our immortal souls, we have gained nothing and lost everything. Our immortal souls is all we have, people. We come in this world with nothing but our soul, and we leave this world with nothing but our soul. Assalamu alaikum.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And he has come on strong, as he always does, with a powerful discussion today, people. Again, reminding you and warning you about the time you're in, and that you need to prepare yourself because this world is temporary. You're not going to be here forever, and you can see because more people are leaving this earth now than ever before in history. And return to that creator. My son just had his father to pass last weekend from a sunstroke, working on a car in the hot sun. So you just don't know when the last breath you're going to take on earth will be. And people, You should be thankful for people like Imelda Shahid Shabal, who takes out his time, does the work from his creator, from our merciful Lord, and brings this information to you so that you might understand your purpose and what you must do in order to prepare yourself to be received again in the eternal life, the real life, the true reality by your creator, Lord. So we are thankful for him this morning. We pray that you're listening carefully. If there are any questions, any comments, push the number one button on your phone. And we're glad to have you join us. And now, Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Right now, we don't have, it appears, anyone who's ready to come on the show. We're speaking to you about Muslims strive hard for moral excellence. How the Muslims are going astray. They too are headed on the wrong path into the immoral actions of this society, following what man is doing instead of what their creator, Allah, says for them to do, instead of following his way. So, as I had read from the Quran, I happened to pick up one of the pages that I jot down notes on. And on this particular one, I was reading Surah 21 about Prophet Abraham. And in Ayat 72 and 73, from the notes, it was saying that the righteous man makes no compromise with evil. He stands out firmly by his principles. When the evil conflicts with him, or has a confrontation, or he has a confrontation, he openly declares his faith in Allah, and Allah protects him from their evil desires. And people, we have to get like that. I remember when I was growing up, you actually had people who believed so hard in their faith, in their religion, that they did not allow this world and the activities in this world to turn them away from the way they thought was the right way to serve Allah, their creator. Of course, they didn't know him in the name of Allah, because at the time, the only name they knew was Jesus, in which we know is not God, but the prophet of Allah. But anyway, they were sincere in their devotion for serving who they believed was God, who they were taught was God. And they were sincere in their actions and their deeds, which is most important. In all religions, we are taught the right way to live, to serve our Creator. But today, it's hard to find anyone who want, they all want to compromise. It's hard to find anyone who is firm and strong in their beliefs and faith. If they are not socializing and drinking and smoking, they're socializing and gambling or some activities that they know are wrong and they are warned against. So we want to be thankful for Imam Shahid Shabazz for bringing us this beautiful truth today and for warning us and reminding us of the time. Again, another ayat said, behold, they fold up their heart that they may lie hid from him. Ah, even when they cover themselves with their garment, he knows what they conceal and what they reveal. He knows well the inmost secret of the heart. So we can't hide from our faith. We can't hide from Allah. We can't fake him or can to please man. He knows what's on the inside. I don't care how you try to cover it up and look all righteous. You still, Allah knows, and you're the one he has to answer to. He's the one who will be judging you. And you must always remember that whether you see him or not, he sees you. That's called Iman. That's your Iman. Whether you see Allah or not, he sees you. And that's what's most important. And now back to Imam Shahid Shabazz. But first, I want to remind you that you're listening to Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And today, speaking mainly basically to the Muslims, He says, listen, strive hard for moral excellence. And now, Imam Shaheed Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum. This is something here I want the Muslims in particular to understand, because it is clear in the Quran, it is clear in the Sunnah, the life example of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. The first responsibility of all Muslims is to first believe in the oneness of Allah. The next thing is to fear the displeasure of Allah. Most Muslims today don't fear the displeasure of Allah. They do things they know is against the Quran. And if you try to, like the sister say, call them back to the right, they get an attitude with you, most of them. Then the next thing is to understand that we, the Muslim community of the world, have a mission to call all people of the world back to the remembrance of their creator, Allah. But how can we call them back to Allah when we're not in remembrance of Allah? We're doing our own thing. Most Muslims are doing their own thing now, just like most people of the world are doing their own thing, and they don't want to be corrected. Allah sent his last book of Revelations 1,400 years ago to bring the people out of this world right now, out of spiritual ignorance back to spiritual life and understanding. And that was accomplished by Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Allah also sent the world at that time, I just mentioned him, his last prophet, Muhammad. This was Allah's last prophet, and he confirmed the mission of all the prophets and messengers, beginning with the first prophet, Adam. And Allah's last book of Revelation confirmed all his revelations that he sent to all his prophets, Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, Abraham, all of them, for all mankind, for all time. This book is the only book, the Quran, is the only book that is the only spiritual book to that has the whole truth and doesn't have any innovations by man. And it is the only book that can teach, like it did 1,400 years ago, people how to come out of spiritual ignorance back into spiritual enlightenment. It's the only book that can teach people right from wrong. And the life of Prophet Muhammad is the life of the Quran. So we the Muslims, if we want to be like Prophet Muhammad, live the Quran. Live the Quran. Don't just talk Quran. Don't just recite Quran, but live Quran. Prophet Muhammad's wife, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said that Prophet Muhammad's life was Quran. That in his everyday life, he lived by the moral principles of the Quran. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said righteousness is good morality. He also said religion is sincerity. Without these two qualities, it is impossible to live. Life is in these two qualities. Prophet Muhammad's history is recorded in the Quran by Allah as the best moral behavior of all human life. Allah say in the Quran, he established his throne over the waters. Water represents moral life. All life is created in water. Water also represents purification. So life is sustained in water or good morality. Allah created the nature of good in all human life. And Allah's goodness is in moral purity. So Islamic life is in moral purity. So Allah sustains his creation in moral justice. And Allah's moral justice is the foundation of which moral principles are built upon. So Muslims, we read in Allah's book, Quran, the moral principles that teach us right from wrong. Prophet Muhammad lived his life by following all of the Quranic moral principles. This is why he said, when a true believer in Allah is seen, they remind of Allah. Because a true believer in Allah show in their conduct Allah's righteousness. This is why action speaks for or against a person. It is not their talk, what they say. So Prophet Muhammad was blessed by Allah to change the entire world in his lifetime for all time because he lived Quran and not just talked Quran. And the world of Muslims today will not be successful in bringing about a world change for the betterment of all people until they sincerely follow Prophet Muhammad's life example in the Quran. Allah and this Prophet Muhammad said, you are not a true believer until you want for your human family the good you want for yourself, Muslims. As-salamu alaykum.
Welcome, my Islam. You are listening to our radio. This is Simon Broadcast. Matt Shahid Chabal. We are Thomas here. And he's speaking strong today. Talk to you about your responsibility and your duty to Allah and the fact that you are chosen. He chose your purpose for a purpose. And you are neglected. You are neglecting your responsibility. So you need to come back to the right way. Have purposes on earth. It's not to try to outdo but you can do the same thing if they can. Okay. No, it's not okay. You're supposed to be turning them back to the right. Instead, you're going with them in the wrong. They strive hard for moral ethics. Yes. Come back with your and so far today, I don't who have come on. Sometimes they come on late or later on in the show at different times. So as we go along, inshallah, there'll probably be someone who would like to say something. But those of you who are listening in the audience, listening on your radio, I want you to hit the number one button if you have any comments. Or any statement, any comments, or any questions, just hit that number one on your phone. And then your number will show up in our studio. And we'll be happy to have your feedback. And please join us in discussion. So hit the number one button, and your number will show up in the studio. And then you can join us. And again, I'm sure each of you are listening to this. Muslims strive hard for moral excellence. And for the time that we're living, people are serious, serious times. There was again a reminder made here now on Facebook. They've been warning the people about all these caskets that are being shipped into states all over the United States, thousands of caskets. And the purpose of them is smart. And it's for outside of plan. Yes, no one is reading it. It's actually happening to people. And it says for genocide. Now, some have said it's for they're expecting a war with other countries. Now, if there's a war with other countries, how are they? Who do they know it's going to be able to use all those caskets for us? So it's really true. But I saw myself, I had to bear witness in the field. And it was really amazing. I mean, it makes you wonder what on earth is called. Are those caskets out there? I was riding on the train headed to North Carolina, and it was just following me. And the truth is, she's a lady, so I'm sure I'm from the train. They might not thought more. A lot of people think they see things and they don't think. But you know, I have a analytical mind, an inquisitive mind. And when I saw them, wow, all those caskets out there in the field like that. So later on, it came out that they're not just there, all over the United States, in Texas, Georgia, and all these different places, people are sighting. So these are serious times, and something is going on that is serious for us to prepare with our Creator. Because he's the one that can seek our help with our guides and protection, bro. No one else can protect us. And nowadays, man is trying to destroy man. They some say they want only in the upper class of people. And anyone that's not in the upper class, the elite class, they don't believe, they don't feel like they need to survive because they feel like they're a burden to them. A responsibility for them to have to take care of. And that's really, really sad. The mentality gets evil and wicked. But we're in the worst of times. As you know, Satan is creative. Evil is challenging righteousness. And so therefore, evil is going to do all it can. Because it knows too, it sees that it's going down hard. Its time is up. So it's fighting back. Wake up. Start coming together and doing what we're supposed to do. And now again, I bring to you Imam Sheikh Shabazz and moral excellence. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, I was listening. This is what I want to say to you Muslims in particular. You know, I've talked to a lot of you Muslims. A lot of you Muslims know me. You know me by my words. You know me by my spirit, lively spirit. Most of you Muslims I've met around this country, when I come in your communities, you act like you're seeing something frightening to you. When you know I'm coming to bring the light and life and encouragement and inspiration. But most of you are like roaches in the dark at night. You turn on the light, the roaches start running. Why? Because they know once you turn on the light and see them, you're going to kill them. So most Muslims have that type of mentality like a roach. They carry germs. The type of germs they carry is the germs of knowing the truth and concealing the truth and not sharing the truth with other people. So therefore, Allah cursed them not to be able to use, to be able to apply the truth in their life, to cleanse their life, to purify their life. So their life is left what? In moral corruption. And most Muslims are in moral corruption. They don't want you to talk like this. I don't care what they want me to talk like. I don't owe any of them anything. I owe my obedience to Allah. And even Allah said, if I make a mistake, I ain't got to answer to no Muslim or nobody. I have to answer to Allah. He's the judge. So, you know, when you talk strong, I had a young lady with me yesterday. I've been teaching her Islam for 20 years. And she say, I'm ready now. She in them 20 years I've been teaching her Islam, she's been fornicating, yes, she's been fornicating. You Muslims can say what you want to say. She was my student. She's been fornicating. She never stopped fornicating, drinking alcohol, smoking dope, smoking cigarettes, still doing it to this very day. And she always keep calling on me when she gets so messed up. The doctors done told her she's bipolar, she's schizophrenic, crazy, and she is. But I told her, you're like that not because of no medical condition. You're crazy because of your spiritual condition. You know the truth. You know Allah. And you know the way your Creator wants you to live, but you refuse to obey Him. And she smoked one cigarette. And then the next thing, it wasn't even 5 minutes, about 2 minutes, she said, I got to smoke me another cigarette. I said, you got to smoke you another cigarette. You say you want to please Allah, and you know that is against His displeasure. But you want to please yourself. You don't want to please Allah. So most Muslims, they don't want to please Allah. They want to please themselves. But I want to say to all of you Muslims, that's like that, which is the majority of you, You're trying to find pleasure in self-gratification, in your own self, not false desires. I've been involved with a lot of you. I've been around a lot of you. And then I just see you in the world, period. The majority of you are like this. That's why the world is in the shape like this here. This would be. Allah said in the end of time, and we are in the end of time, like the sister said, in the end of time of evil. Not the end of time of this material world. Ain't nothing wrong with the sun out there shining today. It's doing what Allah wanted to, created it to do. And the whole world out there is beautiful. The whole creation is doing exactly what Allah created it to do. The only ones that's out of order with the true nature of creation, which is all good, is so-called human beings, man and woman, most of them, whether they call themselves Muslim, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu. Names mean nothing. It's your actions. All nature is obeying Allah, and it obeys Allah consistently, every day, all the time. But you got these hypocrites in Islam who want to make Islam a convenience. They'll live Islam if they think it's going to get them some material gain, get them a wife that's got a lot of money, a husband that's got a lot of money, get me a husband that look good, get me a husband that can satisfy me physically, get me a wife that can satisfy me physically. So their whole mentality is based on material gratification and carnal pleasures. But I want you to know this. In this particular part of the talk, Allah say for all of you Muslims like that, hearts do find satisfaction only in the remembrance of Allah. If you don't start remembering Allah, and how do you remember Allah? You remember like the sister said, that even though you don't see Allah, He see you. And if you obey Allah and please Allah, you will be pleased, because that's your nature. Allah created the nature of good in every human being. So when you do good, you feel good, because you please Allah. And when you do bad, you feel bad, because you're going against your nature. Is that not clear enough or plain enough for you Muslims and anybody else listening? Now I'm going to go straight to the Quran for you Muslims in particular. Oh ye, these are the words of Allah. Oh ye who believe, fear Allah and fear the fire. So a lot of Muslims don't fear the hellfire. They say it fear Allah, but if you fear Allah, you will fear to disobey Allah. And you should certainly would fear the hellfire that Allah has prepared for the disbelievers. The munafiqun and the kafirun, which means the hypocrites and disbelievers. Allah, all people adore your God and your Lord who created you, and those who came before you, that ye may become righteous. Adore means to love. Adore means to honor. Adore means to respect. Adore means to worship and praise all the time. And if you adore and worship Allah, who created you like this, and those who came before you, you will become righteous. Allah who has made the earth your couch and sent down rain from the heavens and brought forth there were fruit for your substance, then set not up rivals unto Allah when you know the truth. And if ye are in doubt as to the revelations of Allah, Allah have revealed from time to time to Allah's servant Muhammad, then produce a surah like any surah in the Quran, and call your witnesses or help us if there are any besides Allah, if your doubts are true. But if ye cannot, and for a fact ye cannot, then fear the fire whose fuel is humans and stones, which is prepared for those who reject faith in Allah. Then it says here, people, in Surah 2, how can ye reject the faith in Allah, seeing that you were without life and Allah gave you life? Then will Allah cause you to die and will again bring you to life? and again to Allah when you return. Then Allah speaks to the Muslims and humanity and say, nay, seek my help with patience, perseverance, and prayer. And Allah say, it is indeed hard except to those who bring to Allah a humble spirit, who bear in mind the certainty that they are to meet their Lord in the hereafter and that they are to return to Allah. And say not of those who are killed fighting in the way of Allah, they are dead. Allah say, no, they are living, though ye perceive it not. Allah say, be sure, Muslims and humanity, Allah shall test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in material things or loss in the lives of your loved ones or people you admire. And he said, there's going to be some loss in the fruits of your labor. Like, I've been working for 44 years for my, you know, out in the cause of Allah. I'm not rich materially, but I tell you what, Allah has blessed me to be rich spiritually. Allah says it's going to be some loss of the fruits of your toil. You're going to toil a long time working hard, but you're going to look at the end of the day and all the years and say, man, I ain't gained that much materially. But Allah says, give glad news to those who patiently persevere in the cause of Allah, who say when they are afflicted with these calamities, to Allah we belong, and to Allah is our return. Allah said, subhanAllah, are those who on whom descend blessings from their Lord and mercy, and they are the ones that receive Allah's guidance. In our conclusion, Allah said, those who reject faith in Him and die rejecting faith in Allah, Allah said, on them is Allah's curse, and the curse of Allah's angels, and the curse of all humankind. Allah said, they will abide therein. Their penalty will not be lightened, nor will they be granted respite. And your Allah is one. There is no God but Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Those who conceal Allah say His revelations in the Quran and purchase for Allah's revelations in the Quran a miserable material profit, Allah say they swallow into themselves nothing but fire. So strong warning to you Muslim who are all caught up into the dunya, materialism. Allah will not address them, Allah say, on the day of resurrection, nor purify them. Grievous will be their penalty. They are the ones who by error, check this out, Allah say the hypocrites are the ones who by error in place of Allah's guidance, and they by torment in place of Allah's forgiveness. Allah say, ah, what boldness they show for the fire. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. You are again, people listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Yom Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us this Sunday again for this most powerful discussion that we are having today. And we want to thank Yom Shahid Shabbat for his patience and for his desire to spread Allah's work, to sacrifice and work in the cause of reaching the people and turning them back towards Allah, because these times are very, very serious now. We've never seen days like we've seen today. We've never seen the happenings that we've seen. Things happening if they are destruction like it is. Even the weather. We've never had weather with storms as bad as they are today, as rough and destructive as they are, taking lives and property like never before, wiping out cities that you don't see them more, like they never existed. But we warned of this. We were warned and warned at this time that it would come, and now it's upon us. And most still don't want to believe. They keep on playing, having fun, socializing, doing everything but turn towards Allah, seeking what can best, the best way to serve Him, to live their life, to please Him, but to return to Him, because they will be judged. There is a judgment day, and they will be judged according to their deeds. So, therefore, people, this is serious. We're thankful for those of you who took out the time to join us today. for those in the listening audience, most of us, I notice, really don't like to talk, especially African Americans. We have a lot of good information to share, but we don't like to talk. So therefore, we don't want to say anything. But people, when we get something, we're supposed to share it. You know, we don't hold it to ourselves. We share it with others. Therefore, if there is anyone in the audience who has anything they want to share, any questions, statements, touch the number one button on your phone. Hit that button, and it will light up in our studio. And we'll be glad to have you all to share with us. Give us some comments, some feedback. Let us know what you think about the show, what you feel like we need to address that we're not addressing. This show is your show. It's not just a Mishra Shabbat, it's a Abdul show. We had a beautiful guest on last Sunday. We had two, but one left early. One was my son, but the other was his sister, and she was very, very, very beautiful and involved. So it doesn't matter, people. We don't need a lot of guests. We just want a few. Let us know how the show is, whether you receive the information, but the information you're looking for. And to give us feedback, too. Comments. So just push that number one button. You will light up in the studio, and we will ask your questions and listen to your comments. Again, Imam Shahid Shabbat, you're listening to today. Sunday broadcast that comes from every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon on Blog Talk Radio. And today's discussion is Muslims strive hard for the moral excellence. Yes. We are addressing the Muslims because they have a responsibility. We told them a responsibility to spread the word of their Creator, bring His message, bring people back to the light when they're on the straight, to live a life that their Creator has designed for them to live, not the one that man has chosen for them to live. Because man's life is that of Shaitan, the evil one, the one that you say you're afraid of, but you don't act like you're afraid of. The one that would take you to the hellfire, but you say you believe in it, but you know you don't believe it. There's no way you can conduct yourself the way you're conducting yourself and believe in the hellfire, not the way it's described anyway. You'd be trying to stay far, far from it. Again, people, you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And now I give you again Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Yes, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Thank Allah for this program. Thank Allah for His mercy on this world, that Allah says that when He decreed His creation in the heavens and the earth, He decreed that His mercy prevail over His wrath. Allah also say if He was to destroy the whole world of people right now for what we deserve, He wouldn't leave a single soul on the back on the backside of this earth. He would destroy all of us. So you see how merciful Allah is? He still have mercy on us in spite of us disobeying Him deliberately. But I want to say this again to the Muslims who are practicing intentional hypocrisy. Allah say that you're doomed. Their doom is because Allah sent down the book, the Quran, in truth. But those are hypocrites who seek causes of dispute. They always want to dispute with you about what Allah say, because they want to try to keep the truth confused so you won't be able to live right like they. You'll be into moral corruption like they are. So they're always disputing with you when you remind them of the Quran. So Allah said their doom is because Allah sent down the book, the Quran, in truth. But those who seek causes of dispute in the Quran are in a division far from Allah's purpose. Oh, yeah. Then Allah go on to let all of these munafiqoons, hypocrites in Islam know that righteousness is not knowing how to speak the Quran in Arabic from Afar to Hada Nas. It's not the clothes you wear. It's not how you put on henna and look good on the outside. It's not all the good and that you do that people can see on the outside. Allah knows your intention for why you're doing what you're doing. And Allah said he will judge you based on your intention. And Allah said based upon that, most Muslims and most people in religion and who call themselves righteous, he said most of them going to hell because when he judged them and asked them, say, why did you do that good? Why did you make hajj? Why did you fast? Why did you pray? Why did you recite the Quran to other people? They're going to say, we did it to please you, Allah. And he's going to say, you have lied. You did it that people would speak good of you. You did it for self-glory, not my glory. Allah say, it is not righteousness that you turn your faces towards east or west, Mecca of Jerusalem. Or not Jerusalem, but Mecca in particular, or America or Europe or any part of the West. But Allah is just saying righteousness is not turning your face in a certain direction. So many Muslims and want to fight you, and you know, just the majority of them and act crazy if they see you turning. You get ready to make salat and you ain't turned towards these. Oh no, we can't pray, we can't pray. And if their intention ain't to please Allah, Allah don't care if they pray to the flow. But Allah say it is righteousness to believe in Allah and the last day, the day of judgment, and the angels of Allah, and the book of Allah, the Quran, and the messengers of Allah. And Allah say righteousness is to spend. You hear what I say? Spend of your substance out of love for Allah, for your kinfolk, for orphans, for the needy, for the wayfarer, for those who ask, and for those who, for some reason, is prevented from asking, for the ransom of slaves to be steadfast in salat prayer and practice regular charity to fulfill the contracts which you have made with Allah and to be firm and patient in pain or suffering and adversity and throughout all periods of panic. Such are the people of truth and sincerity, the Allah fearing. This is to emphasize the warning Allah has given you Muslims against the deadening formalism that's in Islam. Most Muslims, they go through the form of Islam or the rituals, and they think that's all they got to do. They ain't got to carry out no good deeds, just go through the rituals. And then when they do good deeds, they do them not to feasibly to please Allah. Most of them, Allah say they do it just so they can get their name shown. When they do good deeds and their name is mentioned, just look at their face. Their face light up. And I know Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad, peace be upon him, rest his soul, rest in peace, said was this Muslim man a humble man. That's what Allah say. If you do good and you conceal it, he's pleased with that. He said if you have to reveal it, it's okay, but it's best that you conceal it and make it reach those who really need it. So this man built a masjid out in Chicago somewhere, Michigan, and you never would know that that man even had any money or had that type of religious was devotion because he was just so humble. He won't out, didn't have his chest stuck out. And I think he said the man was a billionaire, maybe a millionaire, but he was humble. And he built the masjid for the pleasure of Allah, not so people can say he built the masjid. Islam is not going through the motion of worship. Islam is work and worship together. Prophet Muhammad said work is worship. And this is what I want to share with you too, Muslims. Since nobody's coming on, we got to talk, so we're going to talk. Allah's power extends over the heavens and the earth. And Allah feel no fatigue in guarding and preserving them. The Quran revelation has step by step confirmed the law of Moses and the gospel of Jesus. The Quran is a guide from Allah and appeals to reason and understanding. Let us understand the Quran rightly in reverence and truth, unswayed by those who reject faith in Allah and seeking always the reward. Listen to this. And seeking always the reward of the pleasure of Allah through firmness and faith in Allah and patience in the cause of Allah, and discipline in Allah's cause, and charity in the cause of Allah, and always offering others the divine light of Allah in the Quran, which we have ourselves received. Muslims, assalamu alaikum.
Speaking today on Muslims, strive hard for moral excellence. Again, he's making a powerful, powerful statement to you today. He's teaching strong, and he's making it plain, he's making it clear. He's giving it to you so you will have no excuse and won't be able to say, well, I didn't understand. You know how it is. In the Bible, they say things in story-like form. They speak in a way, like the expression of such that's confusing. And some people even say parts of the Quran is confusion, even though it's much, much simpler to read. But Imam Shaheen Shabazz is explaining it so clearly to you that you have no excuse. Because even a baby can understand it and tell you what's being said. So people, let's stop the playing. Let's stop ourselves and deceiving ourselves. Because we love you, but you only save yourself from a heart that is made of stone and men. Huh? So if you want to save yourself from that fire, think about what you're doing. Get it together. Come back to the creator of Allah. Come back to Islam, the right path. Come back to these people out there in the world. You're supposed to be trying to preach some of the truth. They've been doing what they're doing, trying to do it better than they are. They love Shaheen Shabazz, the teacher, sincerity. He wants blessings from Allah. He wants to be in jail in the highest heaven. Have you just been there? There's eight heavens, seven or eight, and there's seven hells. Seven heavens and seven hells. That's right. And Allah has a throne of eight. So anyway, people. They're much further than the first. But you should want to be in the seventh. That's what you should be striving for. That's most certainly what he's striving for. Trying to set a good example, so Allah will be pleased with him and his deeds of earth. And he's calling you back to the right. Come back to Islam. Come back to your duty and your work for Allah. Follow the people. Have the people following you. And all you have to do is join in righteousness, moral excellence, and the people will see you. This is what they're looking for. They can't find Christ. So because they are following the cloud. They don't feel like they know this the wrong way. Where to do it the right way so they get in. Huh? So therefore you're going to be in the worst punished because you find children to God into the world. Again, people, you have to understand each job. Which comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock. I'd like you to come on. Let others know about the show if you're enjoying it. Have them to share it with you. And it's 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If they want to know the time, give them the number. The number. You call the number, and therefore you. Number Now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. I don't know how much more time we have, but, you know, I just want to say that Almighty God, Allah, our Creator, this is for the whole world. He say all the things in the material world, including our physical body, he say we going to die and everything we got here going to pass away soon. But he say all that's in his unseen world going to last forever. And Allah gives you a choice. Allah say his call is to an eternal home of peace. And Allah say, and Satan, or the evil one, the arch enemy of mankind on this earth, he said in the Quran, he said, I called you to. He said, I called you to the things of the world. I called you to the pomp and the glitter of the world. I called you to glorify yourself like I glorified myself and got put out of heaven. So I called you to do the same thing I did, me and my followers, my evil jinn followers, spirit followers. Huh? So people, only the worship of Allah will save you from self-destruction. Did you hear what I say? Only the true worship of Allah will save you from self-destruction. And only striving to please Allah will you get good pleasure. And only Allah say to all Muslims and all people, especially the Muslims, so we can be examples for the people. Allah say, those that obey Allah, that their creator and our creator, the one creator, say, those who obey him and obey his last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, have already obtained the highest achievement that a human being can achieve in this earthly material life. You got Muslims now thinking, saying, I want to make 2 million, 3 million. I want to live in this big home. All you hear them talking about is materialism. I talked to Muslim women for over 2 years, just trying to get a spiritual wife, see if I can meet a spiritual wife. I ain't afraid to tell you, so what? I was trying to do what Allah say, marry. I won't just fornicate with them, and it ain't your business whether I fornicate with them or not. But I won't, just to, for the record. My record. And all most of them was talking about is I make 5 figures, 6 figures, 7 figures. If you ain't making 6 figures, 7 figures, 5,000, 100,000 a year, a million a year, then you ain't qualified to marry me. And then some was talking about sex so much, you know. Can you do this right here in the bed? How you like this sexual? All of these immoral carnal pleasures. And when I start talking about, you know, Jenna, obeying Allah, pleasing Allah, and us helping each other get to paradise too, because we ain't going to live in this world alone. This is a temporary life, our animal life. And we need to work on our spiritual, our soul, the purification of our soul. They didn't want to hear that. Had some of them when it was time for Salat. And if we was, you know, intimate, they wanted to lay there in the bed telling me, let's lay down, we can make Salat later. It was time for Salat. Allah prescribed 5 times, and it was time for Salat. No, they didn't want to go worship Allah. They wanted me to lay there in the bed and make them their lust, my God. I wouldn't do it. So the relationships ended. And only 2 relationships Allah blessed me with was the ladies, spiritual ladies. The rest of them, they was number carnal females. And most of the women in this world are carnal minded. Most of the males are men, so males in this world, and females, they so-called humans, they carnal-minded. Muslim, Christian, Jews, whatever, they carnal-minded. They materialistic. No, they don't want to hear me say this. I'm saying it because you are. Now, if you want to stop, you can stop. You got what's called a will. And you just like you will to do wrong, you can will to do right. But you can't will to do right except as Allah wills. So that means you got to follow Allah's will to do right. Because the law says his will is all right. And the law says the human being's will is all what? As the sister said, all wrong. Allah say all the good that happens to the human world, human being, individual, collectively, as a human race. He said all the good that happens to us comes from Allah, our creator. He's all good. And he said all the evil or bad that comes in our life to us don't come from Satan. It comes from our own selves. So stop blaming Satan for what you do. Satan even says in the Quran, he say, don't blame me for what you've done wrong. I fear Allah. He said on the day of judgment, I can't help you for the evil that y'all done as human beings, and y'all can't help me. He said, I reject y'all former act on earth in associating me as a partner with Allah. I knew I wasn't no partner with Allah and never could. But no, y'all human beings were cocky. Y'all was bold. Y'all went further. I ain't gonna, this is just something that I'm saying. But anyway, he letting them know, you know, I only had the power Allah gave me to suggest to y'all to do wrong, to instigate, to call y'all to the wrong. But I didn't have no power. Allah didn't give me no power to force y'all to do wrong. He only gave y'all the power to choose to follow wrong or right, his righteousness or my evil. And y'all chose, the majority of y'all, to follow my evil. So y'all got what's called personal responsibility, because he gave y'all free will, the freedom to choose. And y'all chose wrong, and y'all got to suffer just like I chose wrong, and I got to suffer the hellfire y'all have too. That's why, like the sister said, Allah said he's already created the hellfire of human beings and stones to keep that fire burning forever. So if you don't want to be one of them human beings in that fire, a stone burning forever, it's time to get right now. Because Allah says soon he finna not only destroy the evil in this world, but he finna take out this whole creation and bring in his new creation, a new heaven and a new earth. And it ain't this one here. Because you got some fools talking about it's going to be here. How in the world is it going to be here? This is already here. He said a new one. This ain't new. This ain't no new heaven. There ain't no new heavens up there. And this ain't no new earth down here. They've been here ever since the Lord created them. He said he's going to destroy all of the heavens above, all seven of them in this earth down here, and bring in his world, the unseen heaven and the unseen earth in his world. In his unseen spiritual world. Are you preparing yourself for that? Allah said after you die, your fate is sealed. You're going to heaven or hell. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said every human being's fate means where you're going to heaven or hell is fastened around your own neck. Means that you determine that. Your fate is in your own hand. So you can't blame nobody else. And them, what that sister was talking about, yeah, the devil is getting all of these caskets or whatever. The devil himself, and you study history, always been like this here. The devil, evil, is told Allah, say, I'm going to destroy all human beings. And Allah told evil, say, go ahead on. I give you permission to destroy all human beings. So you think evil ain't doing this job? Evil is doing his job. Evil has got a plan to destroy all human beings. But Allah told evil, say, I'm gonna permit you to do it. But I'm going to tell you this here too. I'm going to fill hell with you and all the Muslim, Christian, all the human beings that follow you. I'm going to fill hell with you and all of them. He said the only ones that you won't be able to seduce or influence into following you and evil on earth is my sincere servants who allow me to purify them through my divine grace, spiritual grace. But even us that do that like me, even us that do that like me, he say we can also go astray by following Satan and putting ourselves in the wrong. So with the 2 minutes, we'll close out with prayer. O Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, there is no creator, no God but Allah. Allah is the cherisher and sustainer of all life. To Allah we belong, all creation, and to Allah we are soon to return, all people and all things. Oh, Allah, we ask you to forgive us if we said anything that wasn't pleasing to you. And we ask you to sustain all of the good people in this world and prepare us soon to meet you on the day of judgment. And we pray that you'll say we are well pleased. You're well pleased with us, as are we well pleased with you, our Lord. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you. Thank you for Imam Shaheed Shabab. And thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this Sunday. Join us again next Sunday, same time, for Imam Shaheed Shabab, the reality of the Creator. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.